From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Hundreds of people rallied in front of the U.S. Capitol today to protest the Obama administration's wide-ranging surveillance programs. As Jacob Fenston of member station WAMU reports, the demonstration comes as new details emerge about NSA taps on the phones of foreign allies.
They say wiretap! We say fight back!
The face of Edward Snowden bobbed over the crowd on protest signs with the words, "Thank you." Jordan Huffnagel came from Clarion, Pennsylvania, with his own protest sign.
NSA has TMI.
Too much information, he says, is in the hands of an unaccountable government agency.
They can't have access to all of our personal information. It's not personal information anymore. It's 1984 Orwell.
Holmes Wilson from Worcester, Massachusetts, was wearing duct tape over his mouth with the letters NSA.
We have to have a free, open discourse where people can talk freely without being afraid of who's listening.
The protest was organized by a broad coalition from the Tea Party group Freedom Works on the right to the American Civil Liberties Union on the left. For NPR News, I'm Jacob Fenston.
For the first time, the Justice Department says it plans to use evidence against a terror suspect that it collected through warrantless surveillance programs. The defendant, an immigrant from Uzbekistan, is charged with giving material support to a terrorist organization that the government says operates in Afghanistan. Legal analysts say the Justice Department's move will likely lead to a Supreme Court challenge of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. The Obama administration is highlighting new data that suggests one key portion of the Federal Healthcare Exchange website does seem to be working. NPR's Sam Sanders reports it's the part of healthcare.gov that connects applicants to the Social Security Administration and the Internal Revenue Service.
In a blog post, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius touts a tool called the Data Services Hub. This hub, she says, allows state and federal healthcare marketplaces to quickly verify information submitted by people applying for health insurance. In the post, Sebelius says that it takes the hub less than 1.2 seconds to confirm people's information and determine what type of coverage they're eligible for. Sebelius also says that over 4 million consumers have already set up accounts with state or federal healthcare exchanges. That doesn't mean they have coverage yet. The Obama administration is under pressure to fix the federal healthcare website. It's been plagued with problems since its launch on October 1st. The president says the site will be working smoothly by the end of November. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
In Saudi Arabia, a few dozen women drove cars today for what they called a day of protest against the kingdom's religious ban on female drivers. Several videos of women driving are posted online. The Saudi government warns that women who get behind the wheel will be punished. Several women today said police didn't bother them, and as of yet, there are no reports of reprisals. This is NPR. In Somalia today, police stormed an independent radio station in the capital, Mogadishu, and shut it down. The raid comes 4 days after the station was ordered to leave the building they use, which is government-owned. Radio Shabele is frequently critical of senior government officials. Reporters Without Borders says Somalia is one of the world's most dangerous places for journalists, and they're often targeted by Islamist militants as well as by parties within the government. Nigeria says dozens of Islamist insurgents are dead after its military conducted a ground and air offensive in the northern part of the country. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Darkton reports it's the latest sign that the army is stepping up its crackdown on suspected extremists.
A military spokesman in Nigeria's northeastern Borno state, which continues to witness sporadic, deadly attacks by suspected Islamist fighters, says the army, backed by the Air Force, identified and destroyed a number of so-called terrorist camps. Lieutenant Colonel Mohamed Dole said they killed more than 70 extremists in a ground and air assault, and that other wounded insurgents fled. Thursday's offensive targeted Boko Haram in remote villages where the militants are believed to have their strongest presence. Boko Haram launched a deadly campaign of violence against the Nigerian authorities 4 years ago. Ophabia Quist-Darkton, NPR News, Maiduguri.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's launching the country's first state-based gasoline reserve. It's aimed at preventing gaps in supplies during severe weather. Cuomo made the announcement today, nearly a year to the day after Superstorm Sandy. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.